Thanks for joining us tonight for your WLOX News at 6. U.S. lawmakers are making a move to help shrimpers. Tyler Bell joins us live from Ocean Springs Harbor with more on how action in the nation's capital could impact our seafood industry. Tyler.
Well, guys, it's hard to understate how optimistic people are that we've talked to about this legislation. House Resolution 2071, or the Save Our Shrimpers Act, is seeking to make it so that federal funding can no longer go to international financial institutions. This is like the financial institutions for the purpose of financing foreign shrimping activities. Simply put, taxpayer money, federal dollars, can no longer go overseas to directly compete with the shrimping industry here.
Well, I would say the Save Our Shrimpers Act is a next step to leveling the playing field for the U.S. domestic shrimp industry.
The estuaries where freshwater and saltwater meet, shrimp are affected by a blood-sucking parasite known as Ortheon griffinus. Today, we're on the hunt. While the shrimp are burrowed down inside of the mud, these parasites swim into their gill flaps and hang on using their little white arms.
Hi, I'm Greg.
I'm Donna.
And we're with Key West Spice Company. Cosette is in the background. She just raised her head. Our pretty little girl dog, who is higher. And there she goes. She's a little bit camera shy. We have got some super exciting news to tell you all about. We have been accepted to the National Shrimp Festival.
To participate in the annual Blessing of the Fleet and Shrimp Festival in Biloxi. The Blessing of the Fleet dates back to decades, to 1929. Here to talk about that history and the celebration is last year's Queen Allie Kovacevic.
And then for me in particular, I've had three cousins who've been shrimp queen.
And to participate in the annual Blessing of the Fleet and Shrimp Festival in Biloxi. The Blessing of the Fleet dates back to decades, to 1929. Here to talk about that history and the celebration is last year's Queen Allie Kovacevic. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so this tradition dates back almost a century now. Why is it so important to the city of Biloxi and yourself?
Well, for me, for myself, because my family has been in the shrimp industry for generations. And then for me in particular, I've had three cousins who've been shrimp queen, and all my aunts and uncles have worked in shrimp factories over the years. So it's really personal to me, and I'm very proud to be this year's queen.
Yeah.
I love the fact that we do Shrimp Princess, and I think that it like sets the stone for them to be able to do Shrimp Queen in the future too. And they start their roots in the shrimp industry so little that I think it's really helpful for them when they grow up to understand.
Blessing of the Fleet ceremonies happening this week, with the event starting today.
That's right. And our Will Polston live from St. Michael's Church in Biloxi. That's ahead of the Mass for deceased fishermen. That's happening later this evening, kind of kicking off everything. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning, Bill, Brandy, and everyone joining us at home. That's right. It's St. Michael Catholic Church here behind me is where everything's going to be kicking off with the Mass of deceased fishermen. That's when where the starts are going to be happening. Also starting here around 5 p.m. that day, there's going to be the blessing mass, as well as at 7 o'clock that day at the Gruerich Community Center, they're going to have the coronation of the king and queen.
Now, why are we doomed to this Quimby quagmire, you ask, oh reasonable listener? Because this town is under the stranglehold of a few tie-dyed tree huggers who would rather play hacky sack than lock up the homeless. So, my friends, let's just junk those dumb mocrats and their bleeding heart smell fair program.
Take the B off, because most people don't know that, you know, dumb ends with a B, but most people don't know. And all I do is I switch the E with a U, and you have a Democrat and a Democrat. So I think it works. I don't know that it's...
Who would rather play hacky sack than lock up the homeless. So, my friends, let's just junk those dumb mocrats and their bleeding heart smell fair program.
Enter the shrimp farm.
Got transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Calculator watch.
Coming to you live on tape in Gary's Closet in Manitoba, you're listening to Shrimp Farm. Crypto. This is the most unique radio program you'll hear in your entire area. Yeah. You're the analog relevance within the digital resonance, and we're coming to you live each and every week on tape, twice a week on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Electric John.
I'm Jason G. Eastwood. And together,
the G stands for giver.
That's right. We will be giving her this whole show, John. This is going to be an Alberta-based show. Is that what's happening?
No, we are based out of Gary's Closet, Manitoba.
Right. That, I always associate that term with Alberta, givener. If you go to Alberta, a lot of people say
I said
that.
Giver.
That's okay.
Givener and giver are a little
giver
different.
Giver
means I got a post-secondary education. Givener maybe not.
Yeah, giver means I've graduated from somewhere in Manitoba. I've listened to a lot of heavy metal in my youth.
Yeah, for sure. We've been dumb. We've had our share of dumb in our life, for sure.
We've gave her. We've given her.
We've done it all. We've wrecked our. Wrecked our heads.
Just to be clear, that's apostrophe E-R.
Right? Here's brand new music from The Voids. This is called Blue Demon. Right here on Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
Oh, yeah.
brand new Mike D. That's True Colors. Before that, we heard brand new music from Julian Casablancas and Co. The Voids with Blue Demon. Right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
Blue Demon. There's a couple new bands.
You keep calling out that Moon River.
Yeah, that's my favorite song, I think. Okay. Well, it's in my head. Maybe I was...
Nice melody.
It's something my dad probably sang when he was rocking me to sleep as a child. I mean, I don't know if that happened, actually, but...
It's Perry Como.
Perry Como, yeah. So I was at the Pride Winnipeg Festival over the weekend, and I discovered some great new music, John, and a new band I'd like to play. We also have some local magic from a person that you met at the jam spot.
Yeah, my friend Benjamin Hill.
Well, then I think it's time we hit the local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, local spotlight.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Benjamin Hill from Apollo Sons and the Horse Feathers. You're listening to my original music on shrimpfarm.crypto on CKUW 95.9.
Serpentine. That band is no longer. I was at their last show a couple weeks ago. It was a beautiful event, and I think Ed, who runs the band, he hugged everybody in the crowd. Before that, we heard Benjamin Hill, who was in Apollo Sons, doing his song called Hush.
Let me ask you something. Now, this they were around for like 20 years, a couple decades, huh?
Apollo Sons? I don't know about that long, maybe 15.
Wow.
But before that, we also heard another Winnipeg band, Banana Crisis, which I discovered this weekend at the Pride Festival. They had a song there called Heard She's a Witch.
Wow, good stuff.
I wonder who they were talking about.
I'm not going to speculate.
No, we're not going to do anything kind of Salem stuff here. This is not the Crucible Radio, is it, John?
Shrimp Farm. Crypto. Crypto Market Report. Yes, welcome back to the Crypto Market Report. We talk about the world of digital assets, cryptocurrency, the fourth industrial revolution, AI, you name it. Well, you know, summer's coming. I got the fear. So I sent a quarter Vince Wilson to the index, and on Saturday took 10% of that and unloaded it at $1.52, which I hate to do, but it's still a 3X for me. So I think I'm a little more protected, and the rest of those Zerps are sitting there and waiting for things to get the weather just to get a little better.
The world of digital assets, we know one day we're going to hit it. We don't know how. We don't know when. We don't know who's holding it up. But there's something out there that's a brewing. It's going way down. It's going up. We don't know.
It's an energy. It's animal spirits. It's all those great things. So anyway, have a lovely summer. Crypto Market Report.
Your head. That's Todd Rundgren. And you know what we need? The beat of the week.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you could twist my arm. Everything is cool, my robot brethren. Just need a pass down. There's a curfew outside the forbidden zone, so we've got to keep it underground. I've been saving social credits just to find rough edits. Gopher gonna get it, no big deal, don't sweat it. Sharky gonna shed it, don't know how you read it. Searching for the sickest sounds. This whole scene is dope, my checkpoint ranger. I got the proper QR code. We're just trying to cope with all this danger. Then we're gonna hit the road. You know your clothing is fantastic. Shiny, bright, and plastic. Neon day glow drastic as well. We're gonna get out in the sunlight. Explode like dynamite. Easier than ringing a bell the Sunday morning. All them shits is tight at the end of the world on a Friday night. All them shits is tight at the end of the world on a Friday night. All them shits is tight at the end of the world on a Friday night. All them shits is tight at the end of the world, cause it's Friday birthday.
thanks for the Valium, and thank you for the stack of dirty magazines. We lounged around, debated Nietzsche. I was too obtuse to get how much I need ya. Parasitic fishes down in the sea, now we're history. We might as well be strangers. Shows back to back, excuse to celebrate a brighter, lighter, a louder stack. Hand on the burner, crack in the skull. Is it still hedonism if you're feeling miserable? Don't want your songs to become the clues to why we lost you. We might as well be strangers, something came along and changed.
Well, be strangers. That's brand new music from Weezer featuring Wednesday from Weezer's upcoming The Gold album.
The Blue album is probably my favorite of Weezer's.
I like the Green album, but I do like the Blue album as well.
Yes. Well, you can't really go wrong with Weezer, except for that little period that, what's his name again? Rivers Cuomo was doing rap, and I saw them in 2011 playing the X Festival in Calgary, and he did half the show rapping with a cowboy hat, and it was very terrible.
Well, that's too bad, because Weezer delivers that pop rock gold almost every time.
They did that day, but they had this rap section in the middle, and he just was on a whim, right?
You're listening to ShrimpFarm.Crypto, CKW 95.9 FM, twice a week, live on tape here on CKW, and Thursday Drive Home Show, of course. We replay the Saturday midnight program.
You could be listening on Thursday right now, or maybe it's Saturday night. We don't know, but either way,
for sure.
Thank you for being here. We hope you're having a great time.
That's right. And, and I keep coming back to this, but now it's been a really quite a while since we've had one of these, a mindful minute.
It is, but let's get into it, because we have to get back into the consciousness.
Yes.
Welcome to the Mindful Minute, brought to you by guitarfulness.com.
When summer hits, it's time to get back into the easy chair, finish your last day of school, and say, what did I learn this year? Well, maybe this year you realize that the textbooks are all from a company called Pegamon Press. If you know, you know. Look it up if you don't. And throw all of that stuff out of your mind. Go watch Dead Poets Society. And when he rips out that first chapter in the poetry book written by John Edwards Pritchard, Robin Williams' character, the teacher, does the right thing. Get rid of that textbook stuff, kids. And that is your after-school special for June 2026.
Namaste.
Regularly scheduled programming will not be seen at this time, so that we may bring you the ABC After School Special.
I wanna go disco. I wanna go disco. I wanna go disco dancing. I wanna go disco. I wanna go disco dancing. Disco dancing.
There's a quiz one for those crazy Pride kids out there still partying. You know, I want to go. That's too much. So much disco from Ski Tour. Last time I was at Shambhala, Ski Tour was about to go on. It was after Saturday afternoon, I think, something like that. And this girl walked up. Somebody had a full dinghy, inflatable dinghy on a trailer on a motorhome next to where we were. And this girl's walking up the path and she goes, "Hey, we should steal that right now and we'll go be legends." And like, go ahead. She went, she grabbed this person's dinghy, pulled it off their trailer. All of a sudden I see her, Ski Tour is playing. She's in the amphitheater there, the amp, and she's in the dinghy. The people are just like carrying her over the crowd in this dinghy. It was like,
the wonderful, weird, wacky things that happen at a festival like Shambhala, which is not corporate. It's just off the planet, off the grid. And
that's right. But it's summer and you want to have those summer events. You almost want to be, I'm sick of hockey. It's like,
I'm sick of hockey because we end up with the same garbage every year. Let's talk about it. Let's do a
Jets 3.0.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
Of course, the Jets are not in the playoffs, John. They are just golfing and probably hanging out at Kelowna ice cream shops. But we do have two teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs. One, Carolina. I can like that team. And then one called the Vegas Golden Knights. They took the loss out of Vegas. They're a tax-free state that has a hockey team that's been in the Cup three times in their nine-year existence. Who's won the Cup the last 2 years, John? The Florida Panthers, a tax-free state. These are tax-free havens where players go to play there because it's like they're making...
The whole thing makes me sick to my stomach. This Gary Bettman scene. It's been 35 years of this guy. Whatever. It's enough.
To give Vegas so many of these guys are dirty. They're just the lowest scum of the earth when it comes to hockey franchises.
And what the hell does South Carolina and Nevada have to do with ice hockey?
Yeah, it's and apparently the numbers are greater than ever, which I find shocking. Maybe Canadians are tuning out. Americans are tuning in. This game is changing. We might have to switch to something like called curling or what else is it? You know, I guess we'll play our own hockey. There should be a Canadian Hockey League.
Well, I think no game's going to be as good as hockey. Like this World Cup is coming up. Sorry for all the people out there that enjoy professional football.
Well, the craziest thing about the hockey is here. This is what drives me nuts more though. If you look at both of those teams, all the best players are Prairie Boys. They're from Saskatchewan and Manitoba. You've got four or five of them on Vegas. Four of them, like Seth Jarvis from Winnipeg, is one of the best players on Carolina.
Yeah, obviously we have a scouting problem here, or there's just a problem. Here, what is the problem? It's just like a giant. It's really turning into a giant headache for a Jets fan. Just a big headache.
If we are raising these players, we're developing them in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Thunder Bay, the Stahl brothers. Why can't we keep them in the region? Let's start doing. Let's start drafting our own players.
Next week, I'm going to bring more aspirin for Jets 3.0. We'll be right back.
queen, it's tame. Everything is a phone up in the rain. A friend of mine was this Japanese, he had a girlfriend in Paris. He has dated for 6 months. And then eventually, she said yes. You know, to get to his apartment, cut off her head, put the rest of her body in the refrigerator and end her piece by piece. Put her in the refrigerator, put her in the freezer. And when her ate her, took her bones to the Bois de Boulogne. By chance, a taxi driver noticed him, burying the bones. You don't believe me? The truth is stranger than fiction. You drive her there every night.
back in the jungle. All night in the apple.
That's all, meow.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. Meanwhile.